You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with the share market. GIFT Nifty traded 0.13% lower during Friday's early trading session at 19,403, indicating a flat opening for domestic indices, NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex. The equity benchmark snapped a three-day gaining streak on Thursday. Nifty 50 settled lower by 0.43% at 19,253.80 under the 19,300 mark, while Sensex fell 250 points to close at 64,831.41. The stocks to keep an eye on today are HCL Tech, Torrent Pharma, Cipla, Jindal Stainless, Punjab National Bank, Jio, Aditya Birla Fashion and Retail, and Concor. Up next, after fresh allegations against Adani Group, Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Project, or OCCRP, released findings from another investigation. This time, the target is Mumbai-based multinational mining company Vedanta Limited. In an article published on Thursday, OCCRP said that Vedanta ran a covert lobbying campaign to weaken key environmental regulations during the COVID-19 pandemic. It added that the India's government approved the changes without public consultation and implemented them using what experts say are illegal methods. Not only this, the report added that Vedanta's oil business, Cairn India, also lobbied to have public hearings scrapped for exploratory drilling on oil blocks that it had won in government auctions. Since then, six of Cairn's oil projects in Rajasthan have been approved despite local opposition. Moving on, Mumbai recorded its best decade in the number of property registrations in August, as it saw higher contribution by units priced over Rs 1 crore, a report on Thursday said. The city saw over 10,550 properties being sold in the month, a 23% year-on-year increase, and collected over Rs 790 crore in stamp duty, which rose by 22%, totaling Rs 7,242 crore in the first 8 months of 2023, said the Knight Frank India report. Of the overall registered properties, residential units constitute 80%, the remaining 20% are non-residential assets. During January to August period of 2023, properties priced Rs 1 crore and above constituted 57% of the total registrations. In other developments, Hero Motor Corp's attempts to crack the premium bike segment once again by bringing back the Charisma motorcycle after a 9-year hiatus has not enthused investors, even as it continues to cede market share and has slipped to 4th position in the market capitalization ranking. After pulling it out from showrooms in 2014 due to poor demand, the Delhi-based company relaunched the Charisma with actor Hrithik Roshan earlier this week, priced at Rs 1.72 lakhs. Hero stock has fallen 2.5% since the launch of the new bike. Analysts aren't too enthused either. Maintaining a sell on the stock, brokerage house UBS stated that the commuter segment, constituting about 75-80% of the Hero's volumes, is an area where the company is losing market share. Meanwhile, fund houses seem to remain upbeat on the technology sector, despite a continued period of underperformance. Since the beginning of 2022, there have been 12 tech-focused funds launched so far. Of these, two funds, Quant Tech Fund and HDFC Technology Fund, still have their new fund offers open. In the last 1 and 2 years respectively, the Nifty IT Index has returned 7.8% and minus 9.5%, while the benchmark Nifty 50 has returned 10.2% and 16%. Interestingly, the Nifty IT has outperformed the benchmark on a 3-year and 4-year time span, returned close to 72% and 95%. Market players say technology stocks are showing signs of a revival in interest after a period of underperformance. In other news, after wheat, Thur and Urad, the government is likely to impose stock holding limits on chana due to a spike in prices. Sources told FE that despite adequate availability of chana, the recent rise in prices is a concern and there is a possibility of some hoarding of stocks by traders. With mandi prices of chana this month ruling above the minimum support price of Rs 5,350 per quintal for the first time in many years, the government wants to avoid a possible spike in prices in the coming festive season. Trade sources said mandi prices of chana are ruling around Rs 6,100 per quintal, the highest in last many years. Lastly, even as 40 companies, including the likes of HP, Dell, Lenovo, etc., have applied for the revised IT hardware production-linked incentive scheme, two of the biggest global tech players, Apple and Samsung, decided to give it a miss for the second time. Sources close to these companies, as well as industry analysts, said that the prime reason for the same is the small market size India offers when it comes to laptops and personal computers. Unlike smartphones, where India is a big market and the two are participating in the PLI for laptops and personal computers, the Indian market is 2.4% of the global demand. Further, laptops and PCs comprise a small part of the overall portfolio of these companies. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.